806-635-5910. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this hump day Wednesday, March 20th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, broadcasting to you live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We're going to be in Ohio tonight, getting closer and closer back home on Thursday. Kim, it's not something that is going to be able to be implemented here in our voting system. She says we need very simply the three P's to protect voting: proof of citizenship, paper ballots, purple fingers. Purple fingers aren't even necessarily required except in third world countries. Because if you have a system where the person's identification is verified through the qualified voter files, you know they voted in person, absentee, whatever. The problem is we have got an absolutely corrupt qualified voter file system in the state of Michigan. Dead people. People who no longer live at the address. That's why you need to go to checkmyvote.org and check your own address to see how many people are actually still on the qualified voter files at your address. But the qualified voter files need to be thrown away, deleted, and everybody in Michigan would need to re-register in 2025, a non-election year. It's that simple. The solution is very simple. If we got rid of the corrupt qualified voter files that we currently are operating our elections with, and you had to bring your birth certificate, photo ID, your tax bill, or your lease agreement showing that you're paying a landlord who's paying property taxes, and an electric bill. I don't care who you are, whether you own a house or rent, you have an electric bill to run your appliances, to run your computers, to charge your cell phones. Everybody's got an electric bill. If you're off the grid because you have solar panels and maybe perhaps a Generac system, you're still buying propane from somebody to feed the Generac. It's that simple. She asked, send this to Pat. Maybe she can get it to Lindell. I certainly don't have the platform to promote it like he does. Well, I'll forward it to him. Not a problem. Other text messages coming in. Randy, that's not on topic to the conversation. I have no idea what you're talking about. He heard about this morning about Dana Nessel, the attorney general, going to Ohio to get support for a lawsuit against Enbridge to shut down Line 5. Honestly, I think she's trying to raise money so that they can funnel it into PACs to get people elected this year. So we shall see. We shall see. But the bottom line is very simple. They actually have an email from a Dominion employee that absolutely warns exactly what the question was about when John Polis, the CEO of Dominion, under oath, supposedly now they're saying this was under oath. I don't remember them giving him the oath. Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. I don't remember that. But according to this photograph, that's what they're saying. The timestamp is at 15 minutes and 32 seconds. Let's see, if I hit play, does that actually play or is that a screenshot? No, that's a screenshot. But in the email, he says right there, when we are sending election results through the internet, from the tabulators to the RTM, this is not a closed system anymore. That tells you right there that once it's on the internet, you can manipulate that data any way, shape, or form you want. If you're a programming code writer, you could write one code and apply it to every single ballot that's being fed through the tabulator system, reporting it to the RTMs. This is cut and dry. And oh, by the way, this email, April 4th of 2018. Stop and think about that. Basically, 7 months before the very first election of this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Think about that. Was her election against Bill Schuette manipulated where she won and defeated him for governor? Could you imagine if we could actually prove that her first election in 2018 was fraudulent and thereby eliminating every single bill that she signed into law, every single executive order, creation of all these bureaucratic agencies and departments, basically undoing her entire governorship? Yeah, well, that's never going to happen. But there it is, April 4th, 2018 at 1:06 in the afternoon. Ranko Stamatovich sending it to Paul Chavez Casanova of Dominion. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. And this all came to us, folks, simply because of the investigation that constitutional Berry County Constitutional Sheriff Darleaf conducted at the request of the attorney Stephanie Lambert, who, by the way, was arrested after she testified at a hearing in Washington, D.C. this week. Yeah, extraditing her back to Michigan. She didn't show up at a couple of court cases requested by Dana Nessel, who is criminally charging her for having access to voting machines equipment back from the 2020 election. Well, she blew off the subpoenas. She didn't show up. A bench warrant was issued. They knew exactly where she was in Washington, D.C. when she was giving testimony before Congress. Now they come up to her and put handcuffs on her, and they're shipping her back. They're going after them, people. Why? Because they're on to something. They know exactly what happened. We've been saying it for years. And now I get a kick out of this social media post. It's kind of interesting. Barb Benjamin sent it to me. They've got this Randy Guppy. He's part of the coup d'etat for Hoekstra taking over the Michigan Republican Party, while they've got this kind of like a, what would you call this? It's kind of like a police investigative board, you know, where they have leads, where they put them on pin dots, push pins, little notes, sticky notes, where they're kind of putting all their ideas together, like where they can stand back and look at it. They got the state of Michigan. And they've got pictures of people. Christina Caramo in the top left corner. Her attorney, Dan Hartman, in the bottom left corner. Mike Labadi in the center. Jim Kopis in the bottom right. Well, all these other post-its are on there. And one of them says media supporters or media support. Guess who's on the top of the list? Trucker Randy. Followed by Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA. Followed by Steve Bannon of The War Room. Followed by Joe Huft of The Gateway Pundit. Clements and Tom Rentz. But Trucker Randy's right at the top. You know what, Randy Guppy? Thank you. You just made my day where you're going to put me at the top of the media list as being the board is titled Disruptors in Michigan. So I'm now number one enemy of the state when it comes to Randy Guppy and Pete Hoekstra, Mike Rogers, all these other folks. Thank you, Randy. That makes me feel good. You just gave me motivation. Because like Dave Ageman says, when he took off with his missiles, his bombs, they'd launch, they'd take off, they'd get up there at 30,000, 40,000, whatever feet they were flying at. Beautiful, sunny, blue sky day, probably singing songs, playing music in the cockpit. Never once, Randy, did they shoot at us when we took off. They always waited until we were over our targets. And once we were over our targets and we were letting the bombs go, did they start shooting at us? So evidently, Randy, I must be over the target. Number one on their list. Let's get to this. Oh, man, I got so many. Yes, Randy, you are directly over the target. All of us are. That's why our names are on there. Let's see. Janice, I'll get to you. Kristen Marcus, you would think the machines could be provided under the protection of the Whistleblower Act. Yeah, absolutely. Nick Wallace, Petoskey, J2 Construction. If you're over the target, they will definitely shoot at you. Well, bring it, baby. You better make your shot go. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Spalliver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalliver, electspalliver.com. Paid for by Todd Spalliver for state.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Couple of text messages to get to. John Palmer says, what's the words in that song, Randy? Lonely at the top, all alone. Yes, absolutely. I greatly appreciate that. I am so glad that they think so much of me and my 12 listeners. Now, I've been told we have a couple more, so we're up to 12. Thank you, June and Ted, down in Florida, listening. But isn't it amazing that when you speak the truth and when you get the truth out there, they don't like it. And now they're going to make you, you know, enemy number one when it comes to media support. Well, whatever. Frankly, I take it as a badge of honor. And all it does is motivate me to do even more. And I've just started the battle plan for 2024. What are we doing? We've told you. We expended the money to be taught how to teach Robert's Rules of Order in the Michigan State Constitution. We have two classes, one for Northern Michigan coming up on Saturday, April 13th in Traverse City. The other one is going to be in Flint on April 27th. Text me class, TC, and I'll text you the flyer for Traverse City and the link on the website, acconservatives.org. The Flint class is at the top. You need to scroll down to the Traverse City class on April 13th. Read the instructions, follow the instructions, make the donation. We get the donation. You're put on the spreadsheet. That is your ticket to get into the venue. You just have to show your ID so we know you are who you say you are, who you made the donation for. Because as we teach more people Robert's Rules of Order in the Michigan State Constitution, they can't get away with this crap. It's that simple. And we're not going anywhere. We're not going to stop. We are going to fully expose these people, thanks to people like Patrick Kovac, Mike Lindell, Dar Leaf, Stephanie Lambert, and this radio show and the podcast. Listen on demand anytime. You don't have to listen live 9 to noon, although I love your text messages. I like the interaction. But really, the information is available on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcast, listen on demand. Do you know how many text messages I get throughout the day, people listening to today's show later today? I had like 10, 11 text messages for the MCU event that's coming up May 31st, June 1st, down in Lansing. I had class, I had beef, I had people that wanted Cliff Tellini's phone number, even though he's currently sold out and is not taking a waiting list, putting your name on a list, and he'll give you a call when the beef comes in. But the fact is that this information, folks, you don't hear it anywhere else. That's number one. Number two, once you hear it, like Patrick Kovac says, you can't unhear it. And then you tell others about it, or you forward them the link to it. This is information that everybody needs to know. This is information that we are going to continue, God willing, being able to bring to you every single day up and through the November 5th general election. And then I got to warn you, the next day, November 6th of 2024, we start all over again for the 2026 governor's race here in the state of Michigan. State senators are going to be replaced. State reps will be held accountable, and if they don't do the right thing, we'll replace them as well. Why? Because we're watching them. We're watching their votes. We're watching what they're doing. And we are going to be a part of it every step of the way. And they don't like it. Well, too bad, so sad. The days of us running our businesses, raising our kids, voting, yeah, but not really even knowing who we're voting for. I've told you this many times. I'd go into a polling booth years ago, decades ago, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Had no idea. Oh, wait a minute. I've heard of that guy. Oh, that's right, because they probably got a mailer in the mailbox. And Vicky said, here, honey, check this out. And I looked at the guy's name, or I saw a TV ad. Oh, yeah, I've heard of that guy. So I voted for him. Didn't know anything about him, his values, his principles, what he stood for. Didn't know his background, didn't know anything. But I voted for him. Well, guess what? Those days are over. And you don't have time to vet them? I do. And if you want to know what I think and who I'm voting for, all you got to do is ask me. And I'll give you the reasons why. I'll give you the website. I'll give you the information. You make your own decision. But the bottom line, we're going to do this. And you're going to be informed, you're going to be educated, and you're going to share the information. As we're getting closer to the studio on Friday, I will be mailing out the cards. Quite a few of you have ordered them already. I've got your orders pending in PayPal. As soon as I get back, get done with the show on Friday at noon, I'm going to the post office. So if you'd like to go to acconservatives.org, make a $21 donation. I'll know it's for the cards. It'll have your home address, where your PayPal donation came from, your email address, and your name. And I'll send them out on Friday. So go ahead and start the donations. $21 at acconservatives.org. We'll ship you 100 of the cards. You just hand them out to 100 people. Ask them to talk to 11 people for each card, and ask him to read the 11 questions on the back. But that's it for today's show. Now we head back to the memories caused by the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCSY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back to you from Ohio. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north.